Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show, the first for a brand new week. You know what? I think the weekend should be three-day weekends, but I think that's a conversation for another time. I hope you're doing well. Again, thank you very much for joining me on the show today. And if this is your first time joining us, I know that you're in for a treat. And if you haven't seen much of the show, go over to our YouTube channel at My Future Business and have a look. All of the Daily Me shows along with the My Future Business show are available on YouTube, as they are in our Facebook group in Podcasting Central. Go drop over to Facebook, type in Podcasting Central. Looking forward to seeing you in there. Now, on today's call, I'm going to be talking about five things that will explain the most important parts of podcast marketing. But prior to that, I would like to give a shout out to BundleBods at bundlebods.com, which is a thrifty eye for style. The founder has asked that we share BundleBods with the Daily Me Show audience. Accordingly, here we are. So drop over to bundlebods.com, and if you're in the market for thrifty style for women, this is the place for you to go. So once again, the address for BundleBods is bundlebods.com. That's BUNDLEBODS.com. No spaces between BundleBods, all one word. So bundlebods.com, make sure you go and check it out. Now, when we talk about the things that are important podcast marketing, the first thing you need to consider is how engaging is the content that you're creating for your show. It doesn't matter if you're interviewing other people or you're doing a solo cast or a panel of professionals, it has to be engaging content. It has to be high quality, and people need it to be relevant and timely and interesting for them. In this way, you will make you'll have better inroads to ensuring that your podcast marketing is actually effective, because we're using podcasting as the step into the door, a lead magnet almost, that brings people who become more aware of your business, and they take that step because of the great content that you're creating towards your maybe a landing page that you have. And you say during the content creation, the interview or the episode that you're creating, hey, look, just drop over to this domain, just like we just did for bundlebods.com. They will make their way over there. They will check out the site, and if it's good for them and it has what they're looking for, then they will go ahead and take the next step in the process. So engaging content is an absolute must. Beyond that, if you think about how we brand our podcast, you have to think about, is it consistent with the identity of our business, and does it match what we're trying to do? It has to be eye-catching. There has to be some at least basic cover art. And you have to have a name that is both relatable and I think in many times directly linked to the name of your business. Along with that, and as I guess a subscript, is having a memorable tagline or slogan. For example, BundleBods says a thrifty eye for style. I really, really do like that. That consistent brand is going to help you differentiate your show. It's going to help you build that recognition. It's going to attract the new listeners that go on to opt in for your offer. Now, having the show is great and all that, and we've got the branding right and we know where to send them, but are you promoting your show across various channels, and will it reach the audience that you want it to reach? So there are many different ways to do this, and I don't think the formula changes all that much, but for those who are new to this, it's important to be on social media platforms that are relevant, or at least where your target audience hangs out online. Good old email newsletters is another one. That is alive and well, despite what people might say to you. Email marketing is alive and well. And obviously, you're going to need a place, a home. And I talk about this as being owning the race course. James Schrenko introduced me to this concept. So I've now sort of re-coined the idea that it's, you know, having the online real estate that you send people who are listening to your show to, so they can, you know, get access to the content, get access to your landing pages. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do that without your own website. And then if you are super serious about this, you know, like I am, And I know that BundleBods is too, because they obviously have a place where they can capture reviews and testimonials and ratings and the likes. So if you're not capturing people's feedback about their experience with your show, with your website, encourage them to leave a review or a rating or some feedback. They can do it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, which is now YouTube Podcasts. You can also obviously do that on your website with dedicated review software. There's plenty of it out there. Just type in review software for WordPress if you're using WordPress, or there are others that have inbuilt review software already built in. Now, last but not least, community engagement. I've been doing a great deal of work trying to build, not trying to, actively building a community around the My Future Business Show, the Daily Me Show, and it's called Podcasting Central. It's where people go to connect and engage and create that sense of community around all things to do with podcasting. So if you're into e-com like BundleBods is, make sure that you create that, give that opportunity to create that sense of community around your brand. Now, fortunately for us, we live in a time where you don't have to pay to create a group and in turn work at building that sense of community, and you can do it with Facebook, just like I've done with the Podcasting Central group. Now, it's one thing to have a group, but you need to be actively involved for this to work. You need to be seen on social media. And I've gone as far as breaking out the My Future Business Show as the host to my own sort of offshoot side project called The Daily Me Show. It's just my personal way of sharing insights into life and business outside of the My Future Business Show. And I really enjoy that, and it gives me another way to keep engaged, share more about me so people can relate and maybe engage with me through the My Future Business Show and every other sort of outlet that I'm involved with. And it gives people a way inside the Facebook group to share their thoughts, ask questions, make some comments, and even some stories of their own episodes with podcasting. And that's what you need to be doing with yours. So I'm really hopeful that you've taken away a little bit of, some gold nuggets of ideas that you might take away and implement into your own show. Again, if you want to learn more, you want to ask me a question, come over to Podcasting Central on Facebook. Love to see you there. And also, please make sure to drop over to YouTube and like and subscribe to the My Future Business YouTube channel. Thanks very much for all of your support. And up until tomorrow, I'll speak to you then.